Each week, we welcome Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
A fairly light week on the schedule, just one game since last Saturday, a 3-2 comeback win in Carolina against the Hurricanes Tuesday night. It was an ugly game at times, but the Sabres scored two goals late in the third period to earn the victory. What did that effort tell you about this team at this point in the season?
Well, it tells me they haven't quit on the season. That was a pretty significant win coming off of just an awful, awful effort Saturday in Toronto, where they lost 4-1 against the league's worst team and basically did nothing the entire game. In the Hurricanes, they don't get a lot of attention, but they're an up-and-coming team. They're pretty good. And to score twice in a minute after falling behind late, that's a significant win for this group. And I think it's one they're going to remember. And if you're looking for more positives out of that game, Johan Larsson scores the winning goal. He had a rough season for a while, but he's really found a home centering that third line with Brian Gianta and Marcus Foligno. And we've talked about this line in recent weeks. It's been their most stable line. It's quietly probably been one of their best lines in really years. If you're just looking for something good to take out of these last couple months here, I think the emergence of that line has really been significant.
It is hard to believe there are just eight games left on the schedule. Coach Dan Bylsma the other night said the team is fighting for its pride down the stretch. His team has certainly shown some improvements in the second half of the season compared to the first.
Certainly the Sabres are still a raw work in progress. They play two or three good games and you think they've turned a corner, and then they turn in efforts like Saturdays. But I think they have improved a lot. I think one of the biggest things from Dan Bylsma and his staff and the players is that they've never deviated from their focus. They've always kind of focused what's in front of them. They've been pretty resilient in coming back from some games, as we saw Tuesday night. They've been able to put away bad games, and for a young group, I think that's been pretty significant. And then they've gotten good goaltending the whole year. You combine that with the emergence of Jack Eichel's been getting better, Sam Reinhart certainly getting better, Johan Larsson has been getting better, and Marcus Foligno, I think, has shown the most improvement of any younger player on the team in the past month or two. And you throw that all together, and they've put together an okay second half here. And if you're looking at goals for the rest of the year, I think they'd like to get to 80 points. That would be kind of significant for them.
Buffalo signed a couple of young players to entry-level contracts this week. One is a name that many fans are familiar with, Hudson Fashing. He was acquired a couple of years ago in a trade with L.A. He's one of the club's top prospects. Tell us a little bit about Fashing. We could see him in a Sabres uniform very soon.
Yes, I expect he'll practice later this morning, his first NHL practice, and I would think we would probably see him Saturday afternoon against the Winnipeg Jets. And there's a lot of buzz around this guy, a lot of excitement from fans. He was certainly their best college prospect. He's a power forward. He had just finished his junior year at University of Minnesota. 20 goals, 7-game winners, played in every situation. A fixture on some of the U.S. World Junior teams and some of those other teams with Jack Eichel. So I expect we'll see him in the lineup for these final eight games. I've been around him a little bit in the summer at development camps. He's very mature. He's a pretty affable guy, nice personality. I think fans will like his personality and like his style of game. And how they got Hudson Fashing was very significant. It was almost 2 months into general manager Tim Murray's tenure here, and they gave up a lot to get him and Nick Deloria. They gave up 2 second-round picks. They gave up Braden McNabb. We didn't see those kind of trades under Darcy Regier. He kind of stuck with his draft picks, stuck with his guys, and I think Tim Murray knew that Braden McNabb would probably become a pretty good player, and he has with the Kings. But Tim Murray saw something in Hudson Fashing and Nick Deloria that he really wanted, and he went out and got it, and we didn't see those kind of trades before. Hudson Fashing's an interesting prospect. He was a fourth rounder by the Kings in 2013, and he said that he kind of wavered what kind of player he wanted to be. His draft stock fell because of it. But when he got to college, he decided he wanted to be a power forward. He played like one. He had a great freshman season, and by the time the Sabres got him, just months after he was drafted, it almost felt like they were getting a first-round level talent.
Bill Hoppe joins us each week during Sabres season for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.